You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Apple is getting into the buy now, pay later business, where customers can buy something, then pay for it over a few installments. Apple would instantly become a powerful player, even among the banks and startup firms that do this already. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
David, the new service is coming in Apple's next operating system, iOS 16, that's coming this fall. Apple's calling it Apple Pay Later. It's pretty straightforward. It's going to be built into the wallet app as opposed to using a separate app from a company like Affirm or PayPal. Apple says users can split up payments for purchases into four equal installments spread over 6 weeks, no interest and almost no fees. And this is going to be available anywhere you can use Apple Pay for purchases. And that's a lot of places. This is a significant entry into the buy now, pay later space.
What's this mean for competing payment companies with Apple, now their competition?
Yeah, on one level, they're used to the competition, right? American Express, Citi, Barclays are all offering installment plans now, so they've gotten into the game. And on the other side of it, Affirm, for example, is now among the upstarts offering virtual credit cards that can be used in stores. So the competition is heating up at the same time that there's evidence consumers are actually pulling back somewhat from this kind of debt. Affirm stock has lost 75% of its value this year. PayPal's down 55%.
And there's a big difference in size between Apple and the payment competitors.
Indeed. Apple's worth $2 trillion. Affirm, for example, not to pick on it, but it's currently valued at less than $7 billion. So this is not likely the end of the story, right? Bloomberg has reported that Apple is beefing up its financial services infrastructure, so more consumer finance offerings likely to come.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.